Hey everybody, Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com here. Time for another podcast. I want to thank you all for listening over the years, and to this one in particular, thank you very much. As always, these things thrive on feedback. I will be doing some follow-ups to this one. This podcast will actually be about the 2020 XRCO nominations and the special star-studded video that has been put together for it. So feedback is always welcome. Email is great, roger@rogerviews.com. Also over on Twitter, @RogerTPipe. Or if you've got the number, you know how to get in touch with me. If you've got feedback, just shoot it over. We can talk about it in another episode. If you've got a question, whatever, we will be doing more of these as the year rolls on. It is November 2020. Been about 7 months since I've done one of these. It has just been crazy, obviously. We'll probably do another podcast on some of what's been going on. But obviously, the world has been turned upside down, and we're kind of getting back used to it. One of the things, of course, that's different is adult awards and shows and a lot being canceled. There is no XRCO awards show this year. So instead, some of the stars of today and yesterday in adult films got together and put together a nice introduction video. It was beautifully edited and put together. You can see it if you want to follow along with the video. What I'm going to do in this podcast is we're going to do our usual. I'm going to go over the nominees, tell you some of my favorites, give you my thoughts. We may do a separate one on the Hall of Fame. I'm not sure. It depends how long this one goes. It has been a while. If you want to actually watch the video, it's over on stars.avn.com/media/XRCO awards/75438. Or you can go to RogerReviews.com on the daily news story. I've got a press release up for it that was on November the 6th that talks about the video. It's a really cool video. Nicely done. A lot of great stars in it. I won't spoil the surprise. You can go look for yourself. But I do want to go over the nominees again, as usual. We'll not reveal everything that I'm voting for, but we kind of, you know, take a look at our favorites. I think it was a really weird year because everything sort of got shut down halfway through. And even though most of the nominees were already done before the shutdown, it just seemed like we all kind of got away from porn for a while. And at least for me, it was like, wow, it feels like forever. And it kind of is. We're in November, and normally the show would be sometime in April or May. So we have pushed it way back, and a lot of these movies are from quite a long time ago. But there are some really good ones. So, start with the list. Best Release. Angela White, Dark Side from Jules Jordan. Drive from Deeper. I Am Riley, Evil Angel Films. Love Song from Wicked. Perspective from Adult Time. Teenage Lesbian from Adult Time. The Gentleman from Misa X. And Uninvited Digital Playground. This one kind of encompasses a lot of different things. And I think we're seeing sort of an evolution in some of the categories, which is nice. With this one, you see some what would be considered star showcases, like I Am Riley and Angela White Dark Side. You're also seeing features, like Love Song and Perspective and Drive. So it's kind of a mix. I like to see that. This is kind of, to me, like movie of the year. And there's a few really good ones. You're going to notice this as we go along. As far as features go, Drive from Deeper and Perspective from Adult Time were two of my favorite of the year. They were very, very strong, beautifully acted, sexually hot. Everything about them was really, really excellent, and they're both worth watching. And I think you can make an argument for both of them for best release. If you have any thoughts on that, I would love to hear them. If you preferred one over the other, I found them both to be really, really good. I found Drive to be a little more traditional. It had a good story, but it felt a little more of a traditional. Now, Perspective is kind of two movies, same story told from two different perspectives, and that's interesting. Angela White Dark Side, though, was, to me, if I was going to own one DVD from the year, that would be it. So, it's Star Showcase. I also think it was the best feature, to be honest. It was perfect. But it does open the question, is it a fair comparison? Is it fair to put out a showcase with Riley or Angela versus something that is a feature? Cannot really go wrong with any of those. Best Comedy, Babysitter Auditions 2 from Burning Angel, Captain Marvel, Triple X from Wicked and Axel Braun, The Gang Makes a Porno from Digital Playground, Gina Valentina's Dirty Little Movie, Penthouse, Love Emergency, Adam and Eve, Pistol Whipped, Belladonna and Evil Angel, and Three Cheers for Satan, Burning Angel. There are some good comedies. It's harder these days. With budgets being smaller, it's very difficult to make a good feature, and comedy is always tough. There's some good ones here that you don't want to miss. Love Emergency was really well done. I enjoyed watching that movie from start to finish. The script was funny enough that I wanted to see it all the way through. The Gang Makes a Porno was funny. I thought it was really well done. Captain Marvel's a great movie. Axel still does the best parodies, what few there are. And you'll notice that we are getting rid of some of the parody categories at XRCO, which is good. This was a comedy. It belongs in this category, and I think it's one of the very best. Hats off to all the nominees here for making a movie that, in addition to being hot, still makes us laugh. And we certainly needed that. Best Gonzo Movie, always one of my favorite categories. A for Anal, Darko and Evil Angel, Angela White, Dark Side, Jules Jordan, Big Wet Ass is 28, Elegant Angel, Consent, Evil Angel Films, Sex Machines, Manuel Ferrara, Jules Jordan, and Super Cute 9 from Hard X. Again, I think you can make the argument that Angela White, Dark Side is in two other categories, but in this case, it fits. It's still a Gonzo movie. That's what showcases are, I suppose. There have been a few feature showcases that you could argue, but generally speaking, they're Gonzo movies, and this one's a great one. Again, I happen to really, really like Angela White, so obviously I do not hide that. I think she's the best performer in the business, and she shows it in this movie. Jules is at his best. It's beautifully edited. It's beautifully lit. It's creative. It's hot. It was fantastic. But there's not a bad movie on this list. Consent from Evil Angel is really good, and it explores BDSM in, I think, a really positive way, and I really enjoyed that. Darko stuff is always great. Big Wet Asses is a great series. I can't believe there's 28 of them. So there's some good movies there. I think the Dark Side's going to be tough to beat. Best Gonzo series, Bang Bus from Bang Bros, Black Draw from Black Draw, Come On My Tattoo from Burning Angel, James Dean's Sex Tapes, Lady Gonzo from Adult Time, Manuel's Fucking POV from Jules Jordan, Raw from Manuel Ferrara, and Rocco's Intimate Castings. It's funny, POV is just kind of gone as a genre. Manuel does it really well. I really like the Raw series. Of the two Manuel series, I actually prefer Raw. Sometimes the scenes run a little long because it's not as tightly edited. It's not as blocked. It's just not as tight, but there's something very real and raw about it. I like that. I like both those series. Rocco's Intimate Castings, there's some great new performers there, and I really, really like what he's done. Black Draw has a great look. It's one of those that looks raw and jagged, but clearly it's not. You can see how meticulous and beautiful it is, and it really has a unique feel that's different from the other stuff. And of course, they've started it now with Tushy Raw, which again gives that same sort of, you know, rough around the edges, realistic feel while still being fantastic. We do still have Best Parody. It's a category that I have been lobbying against for quite a while. I just don't think there are enough really great parodies to make it worth its own category anymore. We talked about the Captain Marvel, which I thought was a great movie. It definitely deserves to be in Best Comedy. I think Best Feature as well. But that's on this list as well. Captain Marvel XXX from Axel Braun, Ho Hunters from Alterotica, Blow a DP XXX Parody, and A Very Adult Wednesday Addams from Burning Angel. All four good movies. Only one really, really stands out. Axel spends money and time and makes his movies matter, and it shows. And I know it's really hard for people to do that now, but and again, I don't want to get rid of the best parody category because I don't like them. I do. But there aren't enough made. And if we have to really, really search to come up with four, I think maybe the time has come to absorb them into other categories. Not get rid of them, but just absorb them into other categories. Best Girl-Girl Series, Angela Loves Women, AGW, Cheer Squad Sleepovers, Girlfriends, Girlcore, Adult Time, Girls Gone Pink, Pulse, Girls Kissing Girls, Sweetheart, The We Like Girls Project from Adult Time, and Women Seeking Women Girlfriends. I like that this category is fairly tight. We didn't go with like 10 nominees for Best Series. Again, with all the other stuff, with all of Angela's series, depends how much you like her. If you like her, it's a great series. She casts beautiful women that she wants to work with and who want to work with her. Everything's always tight. It's beautifully shot. Cheer Squad Sleepovers is my favorite Girlfriends Films series. I think it just keeps getting better. I think they add a little more variety as it goes, and I think it's outstanding. Women Seeking Women is probably, for most people, their best series. And I think it's one of the top in this category as well. It's just consistent. Girlfriends Films knows what they're doing, and they shoot the way they shoot, and they shoot women who fit with what they want, and it works. Again, those of you who listened to me for years, not my favorite genre, one of my least favorite genres, but when it's done well, it is still fantastic, and they do it really well at Girlfriends. Best Anal Series, Anal Angels from Darko, Anal Cuties from Hard X, Anal Models from Tushy, DP Me from Hard X, First Anal from Tushy, Mix Anal Pantyhose from Bam and Evil Angel, and Tushy Raw from Tushy Raw. We mentioned that before. Tushy Raw is sort of the new imprint, has the raw feel to it, still beautiful women, really well-framed and shot sex scenes, and good anal sex. Overall, the two series from Tushy, Anal Models and First Anal, I know a lot of people really care about First Anal. I don't not care about it, but it isn't a huge thing for me because ultimately I think the scenes usually turn out very similar. It's not like an amateur anal attempts where things are going to go wrong or there's going to be a problem. The novelty is there and the action is fantastic, so I love the series, but I also love what they do with Anal Models. Darko stuff I love. I've always loved Johnny's work. Anal Cuties is good. I think sometimes it sort of borders on how much circus act sex can we get into a scene, and that doesn't always come off well, but it's still a really quality series. Everything on this series is good. If I had to pick one, First Anal is consistently good from Tushy. And so is Anal Models, so you can kind of take your pick there. Best Ongoing Blended Series. Now, this is a big thing, and maybe we should have talked about it before, but there were changes. With the protests over the summer for racial justice, for racial inclusion, there have been a lot of changes. And just saying that, we need to do a whole podcast on that. But one of the things that the adult industry has done is it's taken away the interracial tag. I think what XRCO has done here is making this Best Ongoing Blended. It used to be Best Interracial and Best Ethnic Series, so they've been combined. And most of the nominations were done before this decision was made. So in short, I don't think the tag interracial is problematic. I think what is problematic is the way the industry's handled interracial sex. Different pay rates for performers based on the color of their co-stars is clearly a problem and something that needs to be addressed. And again, those of you who've listened to me, and I promise we'll do this more in depth, for me, interracial has always been sex between people of different races. But I understand that for the industry, it means black male performer, non-black female performer. And that's always been what the genre included. And with XRCO, Best Ethnic was more to celebrate non-white female performers, who I really love and appreciate. And sometimes, not sometimes, always do not get enough credit and certainly enough representation at awards times. Things like Best Ethnic allow for that. And that was always something that I really liked. Because in the past, when I would nominate, because I'm part of the nomination process for XRCO, I would nominate white male, black female series for Best Interracial and would be reminded that's not really interracial by the definition of the genre. Okay, I understand. I'd like to change that, but instead we've just gone with blended. I do think, and this is something that we will talk about in the other one, while being sensitive and progressive and making positive changes, the last thing any of us should want to see is less representation at awards time, particularly for people who are already painfully underrepresented. And I think that right now that is women of color. Male, particularly black male porn performers, have received more of their due since I started this business 20 years ago. Absolutely. Not enough? Okay, I'll go with that. But certainly there have been strides. I don't think the same is true with women of color. And what I want to see moving forward is however we decide. And for the record, on my site, Rod Reviews, I still use the interracial tag. I have always used it on my site to mean sex between people of different races. White, black, black, white, Latino, Asian, black, Asian, black. It doesn't matter to me. That's how I use the tag. And I still do. And if people have a problem with that, I would like to discuss it with them. I would like that sort of feedback. I do not tag only one type of IR as IR. I just don't think that's right. I want to use the word as it's intended. And I don't think there's anything wrong with people who like that. So anyway, best ongoing blended series, previously best interracial and best ethnic. Black and Blonde from Dark X, Blacked Raw from Blacked Raw, Brown Bunnies from Bang Bros, Dread from Jules Jordan Video, Interracial Icon from Blacked, My First Interracial from Blacked, and My Wife Likes BBC from New Sensations. Some great series here. Interracial Icon is really, really good from Blacked. It really is. Blacked Raw is good. I don't see as much variety in that series, so maybe I don't like it quite as much, but it's outstanding. Dread is great. Again, it's almost a star showcase with the male star being Dread. Jules and Dread shoot great stuff together, and they find really good co-stars. My First Interracial, that's sort of a controversial thing now. Certainly females have been able to hold out and get more for their first interracial scene. I think that's something that we can change, and we need to change. Doesn't mean that their first time doing anything new isn't important or something that makes a scene stand out. In some of these other ones, My Wife Likes BBC. Well, that's a very specific type of interest. I don't want to call it a fetish, but a specific type of genre. And I don't think the intent here is to shame people for what they like, but to find equality is really what we're looking for. What I don't like about this list, and again, I like the movie, but because we blended them, there's really only one series on here with women of color, and that's Brown Bunnies, which is a good series, but there are other ones. You don't see any series on this list that features Latina performers or Asian performers, and I think that hurts the representation. I do. As much as I like this list, this is basically a best interracial list. Best Adult Website, Adult Time, Blacked Raw, Brazzers, Deeper, Evil Angel, Hard X, Jules Jordan, Misa X, Pure, Taboo, Read My Lips, and Vixen. I think websites have evolved to the point where these are all fantastic websites. They really are. The one that stands out to me is Read My Lips from Riley Reid, because it's Riley. And she's shooting, like Angela, shooting fantastic stuff, fantastic looking material that is just hers. And I really like it. But all these sites are great. I mean, there's not a bad one on here. Best Director of Features, Joanna Angel, Brett Armstrong, Kay Brandt, Ricky Greenwood, Caden Cross, Bree Mills, Misa X, Mike Quasar, Will Ryder, and Jackie St. James. That's a lot. And when I first saw it, I didn't like that there were 10. But then it came down to, okay, well, who do you cut? And I get it. But again, I don't think there are that many features to warrant 10 names. Brad Armstrong is always good. He makes good features, always. And a couple times a year, he makes a great one. I think Joanna Angel has a great sense of humor. Her movies are always fun. Caden Cross has a beautiful eye and is really talented. And it's really good to see her getting her due. Bree Mills, Jackie St. James, Kay Brandt, all really good. Ricky Greenwood, Will Ryder makes really good movies. And of course, Mike Quasar is one of my favorite people in the industry. I think he shoots great stuff and he's fun. Best Director non-features, Evil Chris, Maestro, Claudio, Johnny Darko, Manuel Ferrara, Jules Jordan, Caden Cross, Pat Mine, Loren Sky, and Chris Dreams. That puts Caden Cross on both lists, which I think is super, super impressive. And there's a big part of me that hopes she doesn't lose both, because I think you can make the case that she's top three in both, but you might make the case that she's not one in both as a voter. I think Jules Jordan had a really strong year. He's been so incredibly consistent over the years. Same with Darko. Manuel's stuff is really good. A lot of his is more POV and raw style, so is that as directed as some of the other stuff? Caden's non-feature stuff looks as good as her feature stuff, which to me is incredibly impressive. Pat Mine does really good work as well. So that's a tough category. I'm kind of torn. I think you might see Caden Cross win both. You might see her lose both. And I think that would be a shame. Best Director of Parody. Again, same thing here. If we don't have enough movies to fill a category, it's hard with directors. But I like it because I like the four people. Joanna Angel, Axel Braun, Ivan, and Leroy Myers. Leroy Myers is very, very creative and doing really fun stuff. Axel Braun, of course, we've talked about several times. Same thing with Joanna Angel. She's really good at comedy, and parody lends itself well to comedy. And of course, Ivan is one of my favorite people in the industry. Hope you're recovering well. If you hear this, I need to give you a call and check in. It's been too long. But I like the names on this. I just think maybe it's time that these get folded into feature. Best Director: Webb, Mike Adriano, Ivan, Caden Cross, Miles Long, Craven Moorhead, Leroy Myers, Holly Randall, Riley Reid, Lawrence Guy, and Alan X. Again, Caden Cross, super, super strong. Is she going to lose three? Probably not. She's going to win at least one, I'm sure. Best Actress: Christiana Sinn from Arcane. Really good, underrated performance that maybe not everybody saw. Jessica Drake, Lost Love. That was a really good feature. It emotionally, it's a little hard to watch. And much of this year, I haven't been in the mood to watch heavy stuff, but really good. And Jessica is honestly the best actress in our business. Kristen Scott, Teenage Lesbian. Kristen Scott's beautiful and fantastic in this movie. Magdalene, St. Michael's Confessions of a Sinful Nun 2. Kinsey Taylor, Captain Marvel, Triple X. She handled that role perfectly. She was fantastic. Maitland Ward in Drive. Angela White in Perspective. And Whitney Wright in What We Do for Money. Angela White and Maitland Ward really carry those two movies in ways that are super impressive. Jessica and Kristen and Kinsey also carry the movies in really impressive ways. And Christiana Sinn is super underrated. This is a really deep category. I think in a year when we were thin on great features, we were treated to some fantastic lead performances by these actresses. And it's going to be tough. Angela was really good in Perspective. Again, she's playing the same part twice and did so beautifully. Best Actor, we've got Danny D, Uninvited, Manuel Ferrara, Drive, Seth Gamble, Perspective, Small Hands, Love Song, Wolf Hudson, Teenage Lesbian, Tyler Nixon, Honeymoon, Tommy Pistol, Love Emergency, and Zach Wilde in The Gentlemen. I think that, like with the Best Actress performance, I think the best two performances do come from Drive and Perspective with Manuel and Seth. Seth's performance, I think, really stands out, and I was impressed by it. There's a lot of good performances in this list. I think comparatively, I think the Best Actress performance is a little deeper. As far as the best performances go, there were just some really good parts for women this year, which is nice. Still, there's some great actors. I mean, Tommy Pistol is always fantastic. He was funny in Love Emergency. He was really good. The other ones are excellent as well. I would be surprised if Seth didn't win, though. I have a feeling Perspective is probably going to get probably both lead actor and actress performances. Girl Performer of the Year, Serena Blair, Jaden Cole, Carter Cruz, Darcy Dolce, Shiloh Jennings, Scarlett Sage, Jenna Sativa, Serene Siren, and Charlotte Stokely. A lot of the same names on this list this year as last. There is a limited number of performers who only do Girl, and people have their favorites for a reason. They're really good at what they do. Performers like Carter Cruz, though, and Charlotte Stokely, who already had a big fan base from doing Boy Girl, might have some advantage on name recognition, certainly. But again, it's supposed to be based on their performance this year as a girl performer. We will skip Female Performer of the Year and come back to that. Male performer: Mick Blue, Marcus Dupree, Manuel Ferrara, Seth Gamble, Steve Holmes, Isaiah Maxwell, Ramon Nomar, Tommy Pistol, Small Hands, and Zach Wilde. Earlier in the podcast, I said that I think that black male talent had come farther along in terms of awards recognition than women of color. This list does not reflect that. Isaiah is a great performer. He is one of the best. I would put him near the top of my ballot along with guys like Mick and Manuel and Marcus. Steve Holmes had a nice year. But this is XRCO, but guys like Tommy, who also act, Zach Wilde, who acts, Seth Gamble, who acts. You've got that going for you, making you kind of a double threat. I know a lot of critics, some just completely separate it and say, look, there's a Best Acting Award, so it really doesn't matter, for example, on their ballot that Tommy Pistol is also a great actor. We have a chance to give him that award for his acting. I kind of see it as both. It needs to be both, but if you're talking about someone, I mean, Manuel doesn't do a lot of acting. Mostly he's a performer. But even now, with most scenes, there's a little dialogue. There's something to do in most everything. Trans Performer of the Year, this is the fairly new award for XRCO. We've had past podcasts on why. Most of the critics do not watch much, if any, trans porn. Still looking for more qualified trans reviewers to help with this category, but it is something that I think is important, and I'm glad that we kept it. This year, it's Aubrey Kate, Chloe Kay, Lena Kelly, Casey Kisses, Natalie Mars, Chanel Santini, Cora Del Rio, T.S. Foxy, and Daisy Taylor. It's going to be tough to beat Aubrey Kate this year, I think. Best New Starlet, Gabby Carter, Kiara Croft, Gianna Dior, Autumn Falls, Brooklyn Gray, Lacey Lennon, Paige Owens, Vina Sky, Naomi Swan, and Maitland Ward. This one feels the most affected by the long layoff and the lateness in the year of the nomination process. It feels like some of these performers have been around for a couple years and we're still talking about them as new starlets, which they were when the nomination period took place, but it's been almost a year since that period ended, so it seems a little odd. Feels like Gabby Carter came on really strong, left for a while, and has come back already. So she's a top contender. I think Maitland Ward did a lot of really high-profile things and is beautiful and a very dynamic performer. Vina Sky is one of my favorites personally. So is Paige Owens. Lacey Lennon, I think, is just gorgeous and very underrated. She is near the top of my ballot. And I think Autumn Falls might be your favorite. She's really fantastic. New stud, every year I say this is kind of a who cares category. It's not a who cares category. It's just really difficult for a male star to make a name for himself until he's been around for a long time. And that makes it really tough on them. So congratulations to the following gentlemen: Sterling Cooper, Rod Jackson, Quentin James, Alex Jett, Jason Moody, Will Pounder, Pressure the Entertainer, Jay Romero, Ricky Spanish, and Michael Swayze. Congratulations, and hopefully we'll be seeing you on the other list very soon, that you will have nice, long, successful careers. Teen Dream, Vanna Bardot, Carmen Calloway, Gabby Carter, Gia Durza, Gianna Dior, Autumn Falls, Kenzie Reeves, Vina Sky, Jane Wilde, and Emily Willis. Now, this is one of those categories that's an XRCO-only one, and it's age-based, like the MILF category. As I'm looking at this, I'm kind of wondering what we're doing with this. Someone can be in the Best MILF category and also Best Female Performer. We don't usually do that, but at the same time, we do it here. They're not necessarily new. They're not even necessarily, it's not for work in teen-themed movies necessarily. I mean, Vina Sky and Kenzie Reeves are very petite and play that part particularly well, but Autumn Falls was actually 18, 19 when she's performing. So I don't really know what we're doing here. And on the one hand, I don't know what we would replace it with, but I wonder if maybe there's another category that we could replace this with. I'll throw that out to you guys. What do you think? We already have Best Female Performer. We do have Best MILF. Do we need a Best, 21 and under category that's not new? What do you guys think? As far as this goes, same names, Gabby Carter, Vina Sky, Emily Willis, Autumn Falls. Fantastic performers. Star Showcase. I think this is one of the most prestigious awards because at this point in the industry, when you get a showcase, that's a big deal for a performer, and to have that recognized as one of the best is a big deal. Adriana Chechik, The Ultimate Slut 2 from Darko and Evil Angel. Julie Kay's All About Julie from Elegant Angel. Angela White, Dark Side from Jules Jordan. Angela Loves Women 5 from Angela White. Bridget B, Spanish Fuck Doll from Darko. Bad Karma from Evil Angel, Emily Willis, The Anal Awakening, Leigh Wood, Evil Angel, I Am Riley from Evil Angel, and Ultimate Fucktoy, Gianna Dior. You see a whole lot of Evil Angel and Jules Jordan on here for a reason. They make these movies really, really well. We've already talked about Angela White, Dark Side. I think it's the best movie of the year, so obviously it would be right up there at the top of my ballot. Other movies, though. The I Am Riley from the I Am series from Evil Angel is very interesting. I like this one, and I really love Riley Reid as a performer. And honestly, just on the sex scenes alone, this movie is fantastic, and everybody should have it. So I liked it, didn't love it as much as some of the others. The Emily Willis movie was great. She has another showcase already this year that is even better. The Bridget B one was fantastic. I was really happy to see her get a showcase. Angela Loves Women is a star showcase. She is in all the scenes. The other one that I really liked, I liked Bad Karma a lot more than I thought that I would. I was really impressed by her performance and her energy, and I liked it more than I thought I would. But for me, The Dark Side, The Bridget B, The Emily Willis, Riley Reid, those were the ones that really impressed me. Unsung Siren, this is another XRCO-only category. Casey Calvert, Kenna James, Lily Lane, Valentina Nappi, Nia Nakai, Kira Noir, Lauren Phillips, Kendra Spade, and Tiffany Watson. Some good performers on this list. And this is one of the categories I like because it goes way, way back. In the beginning, when AVN Performer of the Year was largely a contract star, back when there were such things, Wicked and Vivid and Digital Playground had their contract stars. And then there were the girls that did gonzo stuff. And this is where that category, I think, really shined. It's not quite the same anymore because the system is different. So I look for performers that just always do great work and never seem to make the other list, never seem to make Performer of the Year. And I think we've got a good group. These are not Performer of the Year type names, although I think both in the case of Kira Nawar and Valentina Nappi, I think you can make a case that they should be. They are that good. I think Valentina Nappi is one of the most beautiful women in the business. Face, body, attitude, energy. I would nominate her. So I think in this case, yeah, she's the perfect unsung performer. And I think Kira Nawar as well just does not get nearly enough credit. And I'm glad to see her on that list as well. Unsung swordsman. Again, you're talking about some of the guys who don't make it to Manuel level, right? Jake Adams, Charles Darrah, Steve Holmes, Jesse Jones, J Mac, Tyler Nixon, and John Strong. It's tough for me to see Steve Holmes on unsung when he's also on Male Performer of the Year, but there's no rule against having him on both. Kind of makes him maybe a shoe-in or maybe not. I don't know how people would treat that on their ballot. If he's the best of this group, or is he really the most unsung? And really, what is it? Is it the best of the unsung, or is it the most unsung? I kind of feel like it's the best of the unsung group, and that would make Holmes right up there for me. But then guys like John Strong have been working for years with not a lot of fanfare. And same thing with Tyler Nixon, gets a lot of credit for his acting, not a lot for his swordsman work. So he also would be up there. Super Slut is another of those sort of leftover categories from back in the day when a female performer of the year maybe didn't even do anal. And now it's unheard of. Joanna Angel, Adriana Cechik, Katrina Jade, Maddie O'Reilly, Riley Reid, Charlotte Sartre, Angela White, Jane Wilde, Emily Willis. Obviously, you guys know how I feel about Angela White. Riley Reid, I think, also is an amazing performer. Both Emily Willis and Jane Wilde are fantastic. I'm really high on Emily Willis right now, so I think that would be good. Joanna Angel is both unsung and a super slut and deserving of recognition as well. Orgasmic Oralist, I believe we should probably just call this the Vicky Chase Award. I believe she's won 5 times in a row. And if you've ever watched a scene that includes Vicky Chase giving a blowjob, you will understand why. She is beautiful and talented and amazing. On the list this year, Marley Brinks, Vicky Chase, Adriana Cechik, Gianna Dior, Brooklyn Gray, Kenzie Reeves, Riley Reid, Sarah Vandella, and Angela White. A really good group that for me has 4 names bunched at the top. Vicky, Riley Reid, Sarah Vandella, who I think is perhaps the best deep throat artist in porn, and Angela White. Those 4, fantastic. I would be really happy with any of the 4 winning, and I think you can sort of reorder the top 4, but I would be surprised if Vicky didn't win. She's just amazing. Awesome analyst. Also, Vicky Chase, an award she has won before. Adriana Cechik, Abella Danger, Gia Derza, Anna Deville, Lena Paul, Kenzie Reeves, Lizzie Sweet, Angela White, Jane Wilde, and Emily Willis. I think Angela does a lot of anal, is really good at it, so is Vicky. And I think Lena Paul is the one that kind of slides in there a little bit along with Abella Danger as probable winners there. All in the family theme, this is one we've talked about in the past. I think we should do away with it. I don't particularly understand why we separate out Focest as a popular category. Dysfunctional Family 3, it's a sister thing, my girlfriend and her stepmom. My Sexy Little Sister 7, and My Stepmom is Evil. I have seen all 5 of these. Some of the movies are nicely made, and it gives people a chance to act. I think it's a little cliched, but a lot of what we do is cliched. So I think it's more the category than the material. In this case, My Stepson is Evil from Evil Angel was really good and definitely deserving of a look. MILF of the Year? 30 and older, that is how this is categorized. Bridget B., Cherie DeVille, Alexis Fox, Reagan Fox, Brandy Love, India Summer, Sarah Vandella, and Dee Williams. To me, it's Bridget B. She's such a strong, strong, strong performer. Great body, beautiful face, great performer. Definitely would be at the top of my ballot. Sarah Vandella, I think, always is deserving. She works super hard to stay active, to stay constant, and has had a really long career. India Summer is one of my favorite performers of all times. Brandy Love is fantastic. Great body on her as well. So those are kind of the 4 at the top of my ballot, but I think it might be Bridget B. All right, so we will wrap this up with Female Performer of the Year. We will do Hall of Fame as a separate podcast. Female Performer of the Year, Adriana Chechik, Abella Danger, Alina Lopez, Abigail Mack, Riley Reed, Kristen Scott, Angela White, Emily Willis, and Whitney Wright. Good list. I think maybe you could move some of the MILF performers over here. I think if you threw Valentina Nappi from The Unsung and Sarah Vandala and Bridget B and Brandy Love onto this list, you could come up with a 10 that is really, really solid. But what we have is very good. The obvious choice would be Angela White again. She's already won more consecutive than anybody ever. I can't imagine her not adding another one to it. She certainly had a year where I think she's deserving of it again. Amazing performances. Tremendous acting performances this year. The perspective is really, really excellent, and I just have a feeling she's going to be at the top. You also have to look at someone like Riley Reed, who's been doing it for a while and doing it at a very elite level and continues to be fantastic. Maybe not as many appearances recently, and again, a lot of this is probably tainted by the fact that I haven't really seen anything new from most of these performers in 6 to 8 months, so it does sort of make it feel like a long time ago. Emily Willis, I think, is coming on strong. I think she's going to be a strong contender in future years. For me personally, Kristen Scott is fantastic. I really like her. She can act. She's gorgeous. I just don't see too many other people. You might make the argument from this list that Abella and Riley would be the biggest challenges for Angela, but I would be really surprised if anybody beat Angela again. So that was it. This is the XRCO nominations. I am Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. As always, your feedback is welcome and appreciated. Drop me a line, Roger@RogerViews.com. You got my number. Text it. Text me questions, comments, criticisms. Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. Welcome. Got some other podcasts we're going to be doing, but I wanted to get this one out. So congratulations to all of the nominees. Once again, you can go to stars.avn.com/media/XRCO awards/75438, or go to my site and look for the XRCO press release on November the 6th of this year, 2020, and get a direct link to that and see the video nicely put together. Big thank you to everybody at XRCO and to everybody who was involved. Again, I'm not going to ruin it for you. There's a nice long list of stars put together really well, including some voiceover work by Tanya Tate that was really excellent. So congratulations to all of you, and the winners will be announced very soon. The next podcast will probably be about the Hall of Fame class. That is all from me. I thank you for listening. I thank you for all of the support over the years, and please, everybody, stay healthy, stay happy, be safe.